We're checking back this morning on a story we first heard about in the spring. It was about a baby who couldn't breathe and 3D printing, which his family hoped would save him. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
For anyone who missed our earlier story, here's a quick reminder of what happened. Garrett Peterson was born with a defective windpipe. It would suddenly just collapse over and over again, every day. Here's how his dad, Jake, describes what it was like.
I mean, it was really awful to have to watch him go through his episodes that he'd have. He'd be fine, and then all of a sudden, he would just start turning blue. It was just like watching your child suffocate over and over again.
It was so bad, Garrett was never able to leave the intensive care unit in Salt Lake City. And his mom, Natalie, says doctors weren't sure how much longer they could keep him alive.
Last year at this time, Garrett was so sick in the hospital, and we really, really thought we were going to lose him. The doctors were telling us, you know, they were thinking there probably wasn't anything more they could do.
Then the Petersons heard about some doctors at the University of Michigan. They were using 3D printers to custom make tiny devices they call splints to prop open defective windpipes for babies like Garrett. So they rushed Garrett to Ann Arbor. When our story aired back in March, Garrett had just gotten his splint, and it seemed to be working really well. But Garrett was still in the hospital. Turns out, 2 weeks later, Garrett was finally able to go home for the first time in his life. He was 19 months old. The biggest change is his breathing.
He can breathe, like, on his own completely. I keep saying to Jake and stuff, we keep saying it together, we're like, oh, it's so nice to just hear him breathe, you know, be able to hear him take big, deep breaths and things like that that we never knew if he would be able to do.
He still needs some help, especially at night. But Garrett's getting better every day. And that's not all. Lots of other problems he was having with his heart, eating, have also gotten better.
Just been amazing to see how much it's helped him. And yeah, it's just been completely night and day.
So the Petersons have been able to start living more normal lives, rolling around on the floor with their son, reading him books on their laps, laughing together at his favorite Mickey Mouse videos.
Just the other day, you know, we have our Christmas tree set up in our family room now, and he had fallen asleep, and it was just kind of dark in the family room, and the Christmas tree light was on. And I was just sitting there thinking, wow, like, I get overwhelmed because I just think, you know, we never knew if we would be able to get Garrett home. And just this year to be able to see him just napping, breathing comfortably on the floor in our family room, it's just overwhelming. And then I found myself just laying on the floor by him for a while because it was just so sweet.
Garrett's doctor, Glenn Green, says he expects the boy will continue to improve. The splint made with the 3D printer is doing exactly what it was designed to do.
We know the splint has been opening up the way that we wanted, and so the airway is able to grow. And so at this point, we're just waiting for further growth to happen and for the splint to eventually dissolve.
Another boy Green treated the same way before Garrett, and a third baby who got a splint a few months after are also doing well. So Green's now working to get his 3D printed windpipe splints officially approved by the Food and Drug Administration to make it easier to help even more babies.
I'm just extremely pleased to see the children doing well. It just is the most rewarding thing for a physician to see somebody that had never been home from the hospital now able to enjoy the holidays. I couldn't ask for a better present.
And the Petersons are looking forward to their Christmas present too.
We're just so excited to have him home and be able to, you know, spend Christmas morning in our pajamas and just hanging out in our family room. And it's going to be great. I'm really excited.
Rob Stein, NPR News.